Warning, due to the unpredictable nature of on-the-field reporting, some of the language in these videos is not censored and may be considered slightly offensive to some viewers.
Fuck your conference, we got milkshakes! Fuck your conference, we got milkshakes! Fuck your conference!
Limped wrist and Tifa are back in Denver, Colorado, protesting a conservative event. But this time, they got smart and were led by an absolute heifer of a unit. This was an insane protest turned a little violent that our reporter and resident producer, Savannah Hernandez, captured over the weekend out of this state. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. I always say I'm your top 17 host. One of you told me this weekend the show is your top 14 simply because the broom closet that we report in and out of here in Dallas, Texas makes the show. We've got a lot coming up for you, but first of all, Savannah, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Elijah. I always love coming on the show with you. It's always a fun time.
Yeah, it is your job, but also...
It is. I am required to be here, but yeah, I still enjoy it every time.
You do have to be here. So there was a protest against the Western Conservative Summit where Lauren Boebert and Andy Ngo were speaking. And as you can see, there was a very warm reception in this homeless hellhole that was once a beautiful city. If we can bring up the image of some of their welcome signs that they made against Lauren Boebert. I think that's image one. As you can see here, you have your typical anti-fascist with a mask who's probably vaccinated with double jabs. And as we've come to expect from far left peacekeepers from the UN, they have the typical warning of the red hair telling you that, you know, they're clearly a natural person, the unkempt beard. And the shirt that they probably had printed at the local mall that is currently shutting down due to a lack of renters that says Lauren Boebert is an effing terrorist. Well, that's just the start of everything that we're going to be talking about and a lot more. But of course, I don't know about you, Savannah, but you were the one who was there. Mm-hmm. Were you impressed by their performance this weekend? We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to look at the videos. Were you impressed, or do you feel like they're kind of lacking and they're kind of slowing down in their ability to actually make an impact?
Yeah, it was very lackluster. There was a lot of chants about milkshakes, and they seemed to really need to hype themselves up because even they knew they were low energy. So yeah, I will let the clips speak for themselves, but very, very lackluster. And there were a couple times where I had to keep myself from laughing. So,
well, we're going to talk about that and a lot more coming up in just a second. But you know, you've probably upgraded a few things around the house after being stuck inside. Those lockdowns were horrible. In fact, even the stores, all the masks and everything, it's like, you don't even want to go out. I know I just moved right now, and one thing that I had a problem with was privacy. Honestly, my neighbors were so close to me. Housing is getting smaller and smaller. And it makes sense now to turn your yard or your patio or something into a paradise with fastgrowingtrees.com/SO. Now, skip the big box stores and head to fastgrowingtrees.com/SO for the world's largest online nursery. Now, you might be saying, why would I go there? Well, a lot of times you don't know how to navigate a nursery. You don't know how to buy plants. You don't know how to keep them alive. If you're like me, I've killed a lot of them and I needed the right tree. I needed the right plant. I needed the right bush for my climate. And what's really cool is they help you to understand what could survive and what could live in the place where you live, which is the most important part. But also, my neighbors, they're interesting. I like them a lot. They're lovely, but I don't want to see them every day. But I also didn't want to wait in lines, get my car messed up, dig through a weird selection just to be disappointed. I wanted to choose from thousands of trees, shrubs, and plants that were curated to thrive in my area that are delivered to my door in 1 or 2 days, which is why I went to fastgrowingtrees.com/SO. Whether you're looking for shade, which you need for a lot of states right now, privacy, which is what I needed, fruit trees, or just maybe some added color. Every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth. And there's a better way to buy trees and shrubs and plants for your home than just going to some cheap place that doesn't have good selection. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/SO. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/SO to get 15% off through July 31st. Now, what's amazing about this entire company is that it is what you would think it would be. It is the best selection that is picked by experts. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/SO for 15% off and find the right shrubs, trees, or shade that you need for your family and your place of residence. So, Denver, Colorado, once a beautiful city, has become somewhat of another hellhole destroyed by leftist and Democrat policy. It's filled with drugs, child molesters, and of course, our favorite anti-fascists that use fascist techniques that created this new milkshake throwing event.
Yeah, Lige. And what I want to do first, too, before we get into the videos, is just start off with a couple of images of who was at this event. So first off, this was the leader of the event here.
Oh.
A whole unit, as you would say. And as you can see here in this photo, unfortunately, not all of her milkshake did make it into her mouth. There's quite a bit of it on the front of her dress.
I can say this. Her milkshakes might not be bringing all the boys to the yard, but she might be asking all the boys in the yards for some milkshakes. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
She seems to have asked every boy for a milkshake, and I'm not fat shaming, but is that an ad for insulin?
Oh, okay. So that was one end of the spectrum, right? But let's go to the other extreme. These were the other people that were there.
Oh, shoot.
So this is who I like to call the satanic transsexual who was at the event. As you guys can see, we have a lot of very satanic imagery on this outfit here. This is a very skinny man covered in just satanic emblems. That's the most that I could say about it.
Can we just stop there for a second and bring up the fact that before we even watch the videos, there is a common perspective for all of these Antifa members. This was an Antifa organized event.
Yeah.
Okay. This was on Facebook. This was on Facebook.
Yes.
They pre-planned and called for violence. Facebook did nothing about it because they were leftists calling for violence against the right. Nobody took action. And Antifa are always ugly, too thin, too fat, transsexual, homosexual, or just straight up a reject. Like, bring up that picture again of Lauren Boebert's terrorist guy.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, or like that. And I don't even care if the resolution is off. We brought that. They either look like that. So, and then where's the unit chick?
Okay, don't forget the leader of our group here today.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah, and then the
transsexual
star of the show. Yeah.
Is there any other pictures that we have?
Those are the three that I have. I have a lot of video, though, because, you know, a picture can only do so much for us. At the end of the day, I feel like we really need to get into the video. So I'm just going to play this to show you guys what the first thing I saw when I walked up to this event was. So here was night one.
So for our blind viewers who are listening right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you can find the show, this is the group of anti-fascists. Mm-hmm. They have their craft project flags, which 10 out of 10, being anti-fascist, I would say they get a 2 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Making craft flags is definitely a skill set that's rare these days, but they seem to have acquired through the years.
There's so much going on in this video.
Okay, let's dissect this. So let's start by pointing out the fact there is a hanging Donald Trump, I think,
pinata
correct. In the back.
Yes, there is. Because even though Joe Biden is in office, there's still so much hate for Donald Trump. And again, too, they were saying that everyone at this event was a Nazi, clearly, and that they supported Donald Trump. Donald Trump previously spoke at this event a couple years back. So, of course, they had to show up and show out against the Nazis that they said were inhabiting this hotel.
Yeah, okay.
So they had to get some reps in, you know?
So, by the way, so Savannah and I were working close hand in hand in this project. She was sending me videos and I was getting them out in real time, which is a reminder to follow us on social media down in the descriptions below so you can get these videos in real time. But basically what you have is a group of ragtag transsexuals and homosexual rejects from society. Not that the two are related, just proving a point, that have decided to protest an event. Now, what's really interesting is while they're trying to take down capitalism, I pointed out that the leader of the group probably could try to reduce her blood pressure or perhaps take her BMI down a few notches. And that might be a start to a better life, as capitalism is a little harder to control than what you put into your mouth. That's not fat shaming. I'm saving her life. She should thank me.
Definitely, especially since, you know, she got COVID-19, which, as we all know, was a very serious issue. She would be the most at-risk person to die from it or be hospitalized. So this is really a health issue, and that is why we are bringing light to this.
And nobody's been a bigger advocate for the obese people of this country than Slightly Offensive. I think that if you were to say if anybody in the country has been more concerned about obese people, it has been me, as I myself have a lymphatic disorder that causes my face to swell. So I can go from looking in shape to obese in a matter of 20 minutes. So I myself understand the struggle. The only problem is my thighs are not the size of a Navy warship. However, good for her. So this Winnie the Pooh looking looking atomic bomb of a activist was out there. And I noticed that they began to chant as this black block wearing individual was doing push-ups. What was it they were saying?
They were just, talking about gay cakes. Let's just listen really quick.
Gay cakes! Gay cakes! Gay cakes! Gay cakes! Gay cakes! Gay cakes!
So, as viewers might know, as we've already said, this was an event in Denver, and Jack Phillips is that cake maker that the LGBTQ community loves to go and attack and force to make gay cakes. So, you know, on top of chanting about milkshakes, they were also chanting about gay cakes. And of course, I took this footage this way because they were already really apprehensive about anybody who was filming. So I just wanted to make sure to get the chant in. You know, there was a lot of chants about food.
Yeah. You know, the weird thing is about the obsession with anti-fascist. And I know some of you guys get mad about the diction that I choose to use when I say anti-fascist. Mm-hmm. If you don't pick up on the entire tone of the show, then I don't know. You must be a new viewer, because there's very few things I say that are authentic, because I just collect, I call people what they call themselves. And I think that's a really incredible thing. So the anti-fascists that were out there, can we go back to that first clip? The sad part is that they were calling the guy doing push-ups the
super
Antifa super soldier. Okay form. It's okay. But can you turn that up? Yeah, so they're calling him an Antifa super soldier. I would like to say this to the people who say Antifa's not real. To Antifa, they are very real.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how Antifa's an idea, except to other Antifa who are declaring this person an Antifa super soldier.
Yeah, what's up with the Islamic-looking one to the left there?
There's a lot going on in
there
this
whole
group.
There is a lot going on.
It really is.
But you know what? John Doyle, we've all hung out. And what's funny is that people don't realize, we've talked about this a lot. If you're a regular viewer of the Broom Closet Show, you do know that, and if you've seen pictures on my social media, I'm always like a giant compared to everybody else.
So true.
So in my house, I'm called the Aryan Super Soldier, because sometimes if I've had a couple drinks, I'll just like start getting in fights with my friends and we'll like literally beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, I've seen it happen on quite the occasion.
Yeah, but you know, with Aldo and John, I can beat them up both with just like by myself.
I'm
and
really
they and they go to the gym a lot more than I do. And I can beat the crap out of them. The thing is about with Antifa is what's
but
always hard.
But would you
hard.
Be able to beat up this Antifa super soldier? Because let's be honest, because this is a lot of muscle. It's a lot of black. You know, truly, I feel like if this person really came and it was like a head-to-head match, it would just be like a flash of black and you'd be knocked out, Elijah.
I feel like his comrade name would be Skinny Penis.
Oh, no.
Hey, Skinny P.
It works. It works.
Okay, but like, I want to bring this up is that Savannah, if you notice, the footage is a little bit hard to film because when the events are smaller like this, the causality of filming them becomes more and more difficult because you are more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
But Savannah being small, we've been able to get Savannah in there a little more closely because she is, as you've seen, slightly different hue than me.
What? No, I don't see that at all, actually.
She is a little bit different color. But it's really sad, too, because it's like that. I have a punchable face and you don't. But they didn't want you to film. So a lot of it starts down on the floor.
Yeah.
And you don't know the risks that she goes through. And also, like, even a simple trip like this can cost like up to $1,000 just for everything, hotels and plane and stuff. And so it's like, thank you guys always for supporting us and everything. I really do, honestly. Thank you. And remember, it's always, if you want a free way to support the show, please follow us on social media, subscribe to this, and also leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It helps us out a lot. And we read your reviews at the end. So that's that. So they are talking about the gay cakes. You mentioned this too. Can we get the image of cake is better? Cake image?
Yes, 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 of course.
So you obviously brought up, they thought that Jack Phillips was speaking there. We don't have that confirmed. They also thought Michelle Malkin, an amazing reporter, was speaking there. Mm-hmm. And that she was not speaking there. They didn't even know who was at the event. And this brings up the problem with leftists protesting things that they don't understand. Mm-hmm. They tend to approach things with passion, with the intention for violence. And they don't even get it right. They don't even know what it is they're protesting. So they resort to obesity and push-ups.
Exactly. And that's why we see things like this. And again, too, this was the cake that they had displayed at their event. It says F. Jack Phillips. And then the A, of course, in the middle is that anti-fascist emblem that we like to see. We have the Antifa flag in the upper right corner. But, you know, Antifa is just an idea. It's fake. And white supremacy is the biggest threat to America right now, as we can clearly see by all of this footage and these imagery. But, the Antifa there were very violent. They were very aggressive. It was very hard for me to film. And there was a couple of occasions where I was like, am I about to get beat up for filming this? And it is frustrating that, you know, in America, journalists now have to go to these levels of precaution to even go and report on what's happening on our streets. But again, like you said, these people who didn't even know who they were protesting were so violent and angry that, you know, police had to come and guard the hotel on night one and night two. They ended up having to bus people away from the event because it was so violent and they didn't want attendees to go outside because, of course, they knew that people would get attacked and people did, sadly.
Yeah, can we pause that? So this is very common, too. I mean, these are tactical. These look like state troopers. I'm not sure, but these appear to be not your typical SWAT because of the camo. I could be wrong. But it's funny because as we talk about social media being and taking down extreme violence, this brings up an interesting conversation because they actively had a public Facebook page, which we posted last Friday on our show, where they were calling to create milkshakes to assault and to throw at people. Now, Facebook has talked a lot about preventing two things, misinformation and also to prevent calls for political violence. Mm-hmm. The entire reason why Parler was removed off the App Store was because of their so-called or alleged association with planning and organizing violence. Now, we've pointed out all year that the mainstream tech platforms have been used to organize left-wing violence. And what we found out was over time was that these tech companies do not care about political violence. They only care about right-wing political violence. And I might say this is what becomes unfair, is that they consider right-wing political violence to be a defense against left-wing political violence. Yeah. So in these cities, what's really hard is that if one of these people, you know, throws a milkshake at you that may have cement or something in it, and you punch the person back, you're the one who goes to jail. Because justice isn't blind, and the district attorneys that have been pushed in by George Soros Open Society Foundation and by left-wing activist groups have actually caused left-wingers to realize that they can get away with violence and that any type of defense against them is what's seen as the real crime. And I think in Denver that happened recently where they tried to kill a guy and he shot one of them and he's the one who got in trouble. And also in Denver where they tried to kill a guy and he pulled out his firearm and he's getting charged with double felony because he pulled out a firearm to defend himself. In these cities, you are not able to defend yourself against these criminals, and the police have their hands tied, and there's nothing they can do to stop it besides stand there and try to contain it.
Exactly. And this is an issue that we've seen happen time and time again. It happened all last year with the rioting and looting. We did see that pawn shop owner who defended his store. And then he was the one that was arrested and charged because people were attacking him and looting his property. And you are not allowed to defend yourself. Now, we've seen that time and time again. And luckily, in that case, those charges have since been dropped. But why do we live in a country where we have the Second Amendment, but we aren't even allowed to protect ourselves anymore? We are now living in a place where, you know, depending on the state that you're in, corrupt DAs are letting all of these domestic terrorists go night after night. But if you, as a law-abiding citizen, run into one of these groups, try to defend yourself, then you're the one who is going to face the full extent of the law, whereas they're going to get off scot-free, and they have night after night.
Ryan, if you can go to my screen, Savannah, like, this brings up the case of the world that we're living in. This is a video from Gabriella Border. This was from Loudoun County, Virginia, as there was a protest that just happened, and I would say that would be right-wing or just concerned parents protesting critical race theory being taught in their schools.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be given hours of time to discuss their concerns. Mm-hmm. They showed up. I think if we can go up here, you actually can see the concerned parents that were protesting against critical race theory and the energy, and they were giving their concerns. The school board shut them down. Then after they shut it down, which I believe was illegal, the police came in and declared it an unlawful assembly. Yeah. And as you go back down, parents were arrested for refusing to vacate. And so what's happened is taxpayers like this man here, who has skin in the game, mm-hmm. is on a taxpayer-funded building in a taxpayer-funded meeting run by taxpayer-funded workers, and is arrested by taxpayer-funded police for voicing his concerns about his kids being given left-wing propaganda in critical race theory. However, if you can go back to the shot of Antifa in front of the Western Conservative Summit in Denver that you just played, of the state troopers, of what appears to be state troopers guarding the intersection, you know, you can heckle and yell and block traffic and you can attack people and plan to throw milkshakes, but if your politics are right, and might I remind you, see this? If your politics are right, the police will not arrest you. This will not be declared an unlawful assembly. You will not be subjugated to any sort of prosecution. And you can even be attacked and prosecuted for defending yourself. And that's what it is in these big cities and in these counties, is that they have shown that we are a left-wing state, that the power of the centralized government has control of our society, that you as a concerned citizen have no rights, that you cannot even control what is done with your taxpayer money and also what happens to your own children. But if you are a leftist, if you are Antifa, if you are Black Lives Matter, you have free reign. You can do whatever the hell you want. But if you go back to my screen with the father, what appears to be a father or a grandfather being arrested in Loudoun County, if you want to protest your kids being given communist propaganda, well, you are subject to arrest and you will be penalized at the full extent of the law. The takeover of the United States has already occurred. And these events are just a quick reminder that we have indeed lost our country. And I'm not even just black-pilled, right? We are clown-pilled. It's hard to laugh at some of these images, but look at the difference and the juxtaposition. It's there.
Definitely. And this is heartbreaking to see, too, because, again, just going from this event where Antifa, the vehicles that are backing up in this video are both police vehicles. So,
wow, I didn't realize that they were retreating.
Those are police. They're not retreating. They had already at this point got everyone out of the hotel. So the police were just leaving. So they're backing up. I guess you could call this a retreat. Yes,
because they're in the streets, though. Yeah, they're attacking someone in front of the police car.
Yeah, they're attacking somebody in front of the police, as you can see here. The police are having to back up. The police aren't even moving forward because Antifa have stopped them, have stopped traffic for 30 minutes at this point, are now attacking other attendee members in the street, and the police are doing nothing, whereas, like you just showed in this Twitter clip, this parent who's voicing concern for his own child and what his own child is being taught is being arrested, and look how many officers are here. Look at how many officers are here arresting this one person. Whereas you can go to Denver and Antifa is allowed to hold up traffic and attack people in the street and the police are not going to do anything about it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Realistically speaking, that's when I say we live in two countries.
Yeah.
We do live in two nations.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Ron DeSantis, who recently has declared that he is going to make sure that schools in Florida are teaching anti-communist curriculum about the dangers of authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference now. We are actually getting back to that the state that you live in matters. Because the left is trying to rewrite history. The mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, said that there was only one night of rioting in 2020 for BLM protests, even though I was there. I've been there for weeks covering rioting, and especially people like Richie McGinnis, Jorge Ventura, Shelby Talcott, who are based in Washington, D.C., have evidence otherwise. Just on the 31st of May, I believe that was, there was two nights back-to-back of rioting in front of the White House, and that was just one of several major incidences. Also, the mayor of, is that Atlanta, I believe, blamed the surge in violence on Republicans opening the city back up from COVID rather than from the fact that they are defunding the police and that they are intentionally destroying their country. So the left is not only controlling the present, they're rewriting the past and they're navigating for the future. They're winners. They used political violence and intimidation to get where they got. Mm-hmm. They're using it now to remain where they are. And we sit here and go, well, we just gotta be, we gotta
We got to be kind and we got to be good to them.
And you know what, Elijah? I'm glad that you did bring up the point, too, of COVID, because I've been reading extensively into a lot of these violent reports of homicides, of, you know, gun violence rising in all of these Democrat-run cities. And in every single report, they love to talk about how, oh, it's because of the pandemic. It's because of COVID. It's because of the lockdowns. It's because of Republicans. And they never want to talk about the defund the police movement, Black Lives Matter, the corrupt DAs, all of the bad Democrat leadership that perpetuates this lawlessness every single day. So it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm glad we're bringing this up and I'm glad we're talking about it, because our media at this point is just propaganda. And it's absolutely disgusting to me that this is, you know, your average day in a Democrat-run city, but for some reason COVID's to blame. And going off of what you said too about how we live in different countries, the easiest way to see that is look at the difference between living here in Texas versus going to, like, you know, I don't know, let's say Washington, D.C. in regards to a face mask, right? It's like a completely different country, like you said.
Yeah, I just haven't really done face masks. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I just don't do it. You know, like, there's a few pieces of clothing that I don't wear. I don't wear thongs. Don't want to string up my butt crack. You don't have to explain to me why. I just don't want that.
And you know what, Elijah, too?
I don't like it. I don't want a mask on my face. I don't want the government telling me what the hell to wear. Some things are uncomfortable and I don't want to wear them.
Exactly. And that's the craziest thing to me, because I will walk through the entire Texas airport without a face mask and no one says anything to me until I get on the plane. But in Denver, I was the only person in the entire airport without a face mask on. It was crazy.
Yeah, when you go to approach, like, I'll leave Dallas and I just, like, have no problems. When I'm getting on planes, I have this, like, piece of, like mesh on my face that, like, just goes here. And they don't say anything. And I try to leave D.C. and they'll, like, stop me and make me put on a second mask to get on the plane.
Exactly.
And
different countries.
Yeah, they'll, like, literally, like, detain me for, like, threatening public safety. And you're like, we live in different countries.
Yeah.
Which is why I haven't traveled so much anymore. Not only because of the feds, but anyway. So before we jump any further, though, I got to tell you something very important. In all of this, you cannot control the country. You can't control everything that's going on in the world, but you can control your own health. And guys, there is nothing more personal than your health, which is different for every one of us. The foods that you eat, the things you put into your body. And that's why finding the right nutrition supplements to meet your fitness goals are so important, that you need a personalized approach. Because obviously some supplements are bunk. Some supplements don't work for you, but there are supplements that work, including different types of protein, different types of pre, post-workout, different things that help your skin. I'm telling you, I have learned, I reversed even my hair falling out with certain supplements, and I've been able to stay in shape using others, which is thankfully why there's something called Gainful, which is a personalized nutritional system that is formulated for your body and goals. Now, Gainful gives you a peace of mind that your protein, hydration, your pre-workout supplements, they contain the finest ingredients specifically for you. I've been getting a lot into actually caring what I put into my body and realizing how much all of the dyes and the ingredients really do affect your health. And that's why, guess what? I got my personal box of Gainful. So you get this awesome subscription box sent to your house, home, or office, and their products are packaged nicely. They taste delicious. They give you exactly what you need. You customize your product for your body. They give you everything that you want. And what's interesting is this pre-workout watermelon is absolutely amazing. And I really had to put it into a nice box for you so that it looked like I have, like, that's how they give it to you. And I actually just store it in the box because it's easy. But they also give you, like, a shaker, a water bottle. It's really amazing, the products you get. And so it can actually help you attain your goals. I'm trying to get back in shape, trying to lose weight, gain muscle. And if you take their 5-minute Gainful quiz, you can find out exactly what you need for your physiology and a personalized for you. If you're lost and you don't know about what products you need, if you care that the products are healthy, you don't want crappy made products, and you're like, I just need somebody to help me figure this out for my body. I'm ready to take control. Go to gainful.com/offensive to find out how to get, with no shipping charge, your box every month that is sent with free shipping. You can cancel anytime and adapt your plan as needed. Their products are formulated by their staff and by registered dietitians to give you pro level exercise scientist advice for the things that you need in your holy temple. And so every Gainful customer gets a complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian as well to answer your questions. And they have great quality control process. Start your personalized fitness journey today. Get $20 off your personalized supplements. Go to gainful.com/offensive. That's gainful.com/offensive for $20 off and get your personalized nutrition made for your tastes. Honestly, I'm actually really excited about this advertiser, and it's actually extremely good products. But as we were talking about, you know, with the dangers of what's going on and the two countries that we live in, with the Antifa screaming at the cops, you also had they've gotten unhinged where they began to approach private property and encourage people to pee on the floor.
Yeah. So basically they were telling anybody that went into the hotel that looked like a leftist, like, oh, this hotel hosts Nazis, pee on the floor, poop on the floor.
Ew.
Because, you know, no. This hotel is hosting Nazis. And again, going back to Antifa, and like you like to point out too, they have such an obsession with bodily fluids, and I don't understand why. But yeah, they were screaming at people to pee on the floor here, like anyone that they could, because they themselves couldn't get into the hotel.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that we obviously have talked about how Antifa are very interesting, you know, looking individuals. Mm-hmm. And we obviously have our newest member of our diversity coalition, which you guys named John Hacker. Do you have him there? You guys remember?
I do.
You guys named the newest member of our diversity coalition. We're still working on getting all of them together. Now, John Hacker, can you bring him up? John Hacker, our member of diversity coalition, not related to the Antifa doxer, John Hacker,
not at all.
Which is on my screen here. Can we bring that up? So that's right. That's John Hacker, who organizes to attack Andy Ngo. Now, they share similar names, but ours, John Hacker, our guy is spelled J-O-N, and I believe John Hacker is J-O-H-N, and we would never compare the two. But they do always look like this. And they're always like, they always look weird. And if they don't look weird, they have weird obsessions with sex, with dildos, and with peeing and pooping on floors. And it's just getting out of hand. And I don't understand why you would encourage that. Do we have audio of them telling people to pee on the floor, or is that just text?
Pee on the floor.
Oh.
We have audio.
You don't disappoint, Savannah.
I know a trip the, worth I know it. The good chance to get. This was a good one.
A trip well spent.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. And, you know, that was before they were banging on windows and flipping off anybody inside the hotel. You see, they aren't even sure if these are hotel or conference attendees. These are just, like, people chilling, like, trying to have dinner, and they're just flipping everyone off as they go by.
Imagine you're just, like, trying to order, like, sir, can no. I have some bread? And someone's like, yeah, could you pee on the floor? And you're just like,
wait,
okay.
What?
You're like, yeah. Oh, I'm like, oh, I'm tied in. You're just like, where am I? Wait, where is this? You're like, yeah, 1 second. Let me just whip it out. Let me just whip
I don't
it
know
out.
What's happening
and
right
pee
now.
On the floor. I just forgot I was like cabled in. I couldn't get up.
My
I
gosh.
Couldn't get up. No, but imagine they're like you're a grown adult and you're yelling to people like, take out your penis, pee on the floor. And it's like, sir, there's several things that I would start with to protest than public urination. Like, there's just several steps
That's
to the
how
process.
You know you've gotten desperate when you just resort to peeing on the floor.
Yeah, your first inclination to encourage it. It's like, we need to stand up. We need to stand up to the government. We need to take back our rights from COVID. And right now, everyone, take out your cock and start pissing on the floor of this building.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Pop a squat for liberty. It's like, what?
If you hate Fauci, poop on the Capitol, guys. What?
Take a dump for George Floyd.
How about we don't do that?
Dumps for George.
Gosh.
Dude. Oh, man. Well, they did. They turned cities into dumps for George Floyd, which I would say is ostensibly worse.
Probably
but
so.
This is the part of the show where it divulges just into us being like, what?
I know, which is why I'm just going to pull this video up of them making milkshakes. And I just want to show everyone here how they were doing that. So they have a 5 gallon Home Depot bucket that they were pouring coconut ice cream and almond milk into, because of course they were vegan milkshakes. And they were using this like mixer that was attached to a drill to make milkshakes en masse for all of the people, all like 15 of the people who attended the event.
Yeah. So it was a vegan milkshake party.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really important too, because if you're going to commit assaults, at least do it without animal cruelty. Like if you're going to be cruel to people, this brings up the weird thing with leftists is they don't mind being cruel to people.
Yeah.
They don't mind murdering babies,
mm-hmm.
but God forbid you hurt an animal.
I know. They have their limits. They really do.
But most of them are humanists, so they believe in evolution, which then we are animals to them. Now, we are not animals. We were designed in the image of God. We are human beings. We are created with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my atheist audience will get offended by that, but, you know, it takes more faith to be an atheist than to believe in God, to be completely frank with you, considering I've gone through both levels of worldviews, and I can tell you this. with the world going on today, you know, and the wickedness of humanity, the propensities towards a fallen nature, this is not just devolution. This is, as you call it, de-evolution, which is not even a real word, but I like to use that. We are not de-evolving down. We are, that's our natural nature, to be debased, to actually go back. So we need to go from debased to based, from devolved to evolved. And that's not by, you know, transspeciation. That is by learning and understanding that our image of God, that we need to find redemption and be changed, which is why, of course, as we have rejected God, we end up with cancel culture, because cancel culture is the opposite of redemption. And so humans are always opposed to God. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always end up moving, our culture moves away from God. It becomes similar. And you see the cruelty increase. We are in a post-Christian Western society. Unfortunately, I still hold on to the Western idea of faith in Christ. And I was talking to John about this, like the solutions. I don't know if they're political or Christian, but I do know that, like, one of the key things that I think is important is taking care of your physical health, your spiritual health, and really making sure that you are the strong, healthiest, and whole spiritually and physically person you can be. And if you don't believe in God, you know, I would say search, seek, and look for him, because I'm telling you, we need everything we can get today. And the best thing that can change your life is your faith in Jesus Christ. And some of you are pagan too and believe in Thor and different things too. I guess you do you, but I can never back down on the truth. In that regard, Antifa don't even have a consistent line of logic.
And Elijah, I wanted to bring up this kind of video I took of the crowd here too, because I tried to be very observant of the attendees of this Antifa rally, because, you know, we do like to talk about a lot on this show, the just satanic nature of these people and how they do feel very mentally ill and they seem mentally ill. And so I really wanted to go and focus in on that specifically. And one of the things that I noticed at this event was the satanic imagery. I noticed that on almost every single transsexual member of this event, they had self-harm scars on their arms and thighs, which was very sad to see. They were very confused. They lacked leadership. They were clearly looking for somebody to look up to at this event. They were clearly looking for something to live for and to fight for. And as a result, you got this group of just unhappy, satanic people. There was a point where this girl was lighting a black candle in the middle of the road. And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, oh, I'm casting a protection spell over us because I'm a witch. And those are the type of people who were at this event.
Yeah, they do bring a lot of shamans, spirit dancers, spirit cookers.
I missed this chant, but they were saying, we are the grandchildren of undead witches. They were trying to get the chant started, but the majority of the crowd was like, what the hell? And they wouldn't chant it. But that's who these people are. They're very satanic. You can physically see on their bodies that they're unhappy with themselves, with their life. And you can hear it in their rhetoric. Again, everyone is going up to each other and asking each other what their pronouns are, because God forbid we, you know, say the wrong pronouns to each other, because that would hurt people's feelings. They would probably, you know, crawl up into a ball and cry. I met a they it this weekend.
I think that person had a couple movies that came out recently, right?
Yeah.
I think it,
very famous. Very
famous. One and two.
Exactly. I met a they it, and I walked up to a man and I was like, what are your pronouns? Just to, you know, kind of blend in. And he said she, her. And I was like, oh. He was like, can't you tell? I was like, yes, I could totally tell by your very hairy, thick thighs and the nail polish on your
fingers.
That
is a one feminine set of balls you have hanging between your legs, sir.
Very much so.
A couple dingly dangly berries in the name of feminism.
Yeah. So again, these are the people that were there. They were very unhappy, very unkempt. They didn't smell good. They had weird patches. Actually, on this person's jacket right here, this patch on the back of her denim jacket read, we found a new home for capitalists, and it's a picture of a graveyard.
So Mammy, you're gonna have to catch me before you can kill me.
There was a lot. There was a lot
and
there.
I don't know if you're running very fast.
Yeah, it was quite interesting.
I so
thank you for sending me into this,
but these,
this crowd.
To be fair, you wanted to go.
True, I did want to go because
I
wanted to
go?
See stuff like this when they attacked their own. It was amazing. This was Vixie, who was a transgender member of the group.
Transsexual.
Yes. Transsexual, my apologies.
We have to use transsexual. Transsexual is the medical terminology. Andy No taught me that.
Oh,
transsexual is the easiest way to avoid censorship because it's a medical term. And that's why I use homosexual too, because if you call people gay, that's like, they're all homosexuals. That's different.
Well, as much fun as it would be for me to try to relearn a completely new language, I'm just gonna
Just stick to medical terminology. Just transsexual. Okay. Like, no, because then we don't concede the arguments to them. Mm-hmm. So like, instead of like taking their word culture, like, I don't know what the hell they'll call themselves tomorrow,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, it's a transsexual. It's someone who is trying to appear as the sex that they were not born as. Like, they're trying to transition. Homosexual, they're trying to have sex with homo, the same sex. Like, I don't care what, you're a he that they, you know, demisexual. Okay, homo. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just what I think. And so it's like, and I like that too, because I obviously, my background's in the sciences, and I prefer just to keep the diction there. Although I will say that politics has crept into the sciences deeply, and they have begun to alter science based off political lobbying, which is scary. And right now they're trying to lobby the American Psychological Association to remove gender identity disorder as a disorder. And they're trying to recategorize that as a normal function and part of life. It is alarming. It is alarming. It really is. And that's to say too, that John Doyle has a really good special coming out. We were talking about the intersection here with pride and sexuality and children and how things start to cross. I think it comes out today or tomorrow, but I'm really excited for that one because he put a lot of work into that, and that's some good combos ahead. But mentioning the satanic imagery, can you bring up the transsexual Satanist? Yeah. I am not joking when I say that whenever you go into leftist things, they are antichrist, yeah, and they love the devil.
They do. They really do. Like I said, I was apparently in a group of witches who were casting a protection spell on our group in the middle of the street.
They are children of their daddy, the devil. You know how Jesse Lee Peterson says that?
Yeah.
Your father is the devil.
It literally is, though.
Peplay lesbian, what the fro? Your daddy's the devil. It is true. Your daddy is the devil. And that is, it is an interesting thing. And when you're, guys, people are behind their keyboards like, that's not a spiritual battle. When you're there, it is a spiritual battle. And you have to pray to God for protection. And that's actually, it strengthened my faith because I had, you know, I went through some really hard times with my faith personally.
Mm-hmm.
In like, I lost, like, I was really involved in church. I was a youth pastor. I was, went to Bible college, went to seminary, and I was like really good. I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. I didn't curse. I know it's crazy. And then like, I realized that the whole system was like very religious and legalistic, and like people were trying to get me to marry someone that I shouldn't have married.
Mm-hmm.
And people were very fake. And I realized that while I was being genuine and authentic in my faith, I started noticing people like, you know, like if you like would have a beer, people thought you didn't love God anymore. And well, it would, like, I lost connection for a while. And I think
that's the frustration with a lot of young Christians too nowadays. I haven't gone to church in a long time, and it's because every single time I do go to church, modern day Christianity is so far away from what the Bible actually teaches. And I got so tired of going to churches and them telling me that I was a bad Christian if I wasn't pro open borders, or I was a bad Christian if I wasn't on board with Black Lives Matter, or that Jesus could have been black. I was like, what the hell are we talking about here? Why is this a talking point of the church? So I feel like a lot of modern day Christians are very turned off to actual churches now because they themselves are corrupt institutions who are perpetuating drag queen story hour. Now there was a church in San Antonio, yep, doing that exact same thing.
Do you know that was part of the cultural Marxist plan of the takeover, was to infiltrate the churches and to turn them into places of redemption, to activist centers? I'm not joking.
What is the easiest way to bring down America? One of the strongholds of America was our like Christian religion, I feel, was the fact that we were, again, a Christian country, a Christian nation, and we have completely destroyed that. And look at where we are at now.
But why? Because what's interesting is that I probably, somebody who is a genuine, authentic, redeemed, and transformed black person, I will have more in common with that person as my, not my brother, but as my brother in Christ, mm-hmm, than I would have with some liberal white person like this.
Right.
And so it's like, because then we're redeemed and we're transformed in the renewing of our mind from the world systems. We are taken out of understanding that the world has changed from the outside and we are transformed on the inside. So our unity comes. But then when you take the Christianity out, when you take the bond out, now me and that black guy, we don't have a lot in common anymore. You know what I mean? He puts too much salt in his food, and that's why he has heart disease. And he thinks my food is flavorless, but I live longer. But that's the truth. It's like, I'm just saying, like, that becomes our differences now. And then it doesn't even matter in the future. It's like, well, when you take Christ out of the picture, we become divided by race and creed. And then that's how you get all these black supremacists and white nationalists, and everyone becomes really identitarian.
Exactly.
And you get the sectarian identitarianism rather than when God said there's neither Jew nor Greek nor Gentile, that we are all one in Christ. You remove that. That's why that was so fundamental to Western society. And I will say this, it was not Judaism. Judeo-Christianity that was fundamental to society. Judaism had nothing to do with it. I don't know who that was. I think that was Jewish lobbyists in the right wing that somehow connected Judaism to Christianity. The Jews actually killed Jesus, but Jesus was also a Jew. So it's like, but it wasn't Judaism. Jesus came to not to undo the old covenant, but to fulfill it. Mm-hmm. And so then we were supposed to come together. And now we've removed Christianity from our nation. That unification, that spirit that was to bring us together yeah. is lost. And so now we are left in our own tribes. Tribalism is what filled the void in the absence of true faith in God. And that's why I tell atheists, that's why it's so important. And you have agnostics like Sydney Watson, who's a good friend of mine, who's says that she finds more in common now with Christians than she does with agnostics. Right. Even though she doesn't believe in God, it's just like we have more in common now.
Exactly. And, you know, you made the point, too, of they're trying to remove the common ground so that we can no longer in America, in our society, come together and, you know, actually have conversations, actually work towards a solution to a lot of the problems in our society today. And, you know, again, the attack on the Christian faith is one of those very pivotal things that they are focused on. And this is a multi-layered issue in society today. It's a mess.
Yeah. And honestly, with all of that going on and everything happening, there's a lot that is like, if you see this right here from Blaze Media, is that the consequence of this is true, is that violence is rising in the country. Bad things are happening, that things are transitioning, and that we're seeing the real result of a violent, lawless, and godless society, where even Governor Newsom, who is the good old, look at that man. Ugh,
oh,
I,
gosh.
I actually worked for him before accidentally, which I've talked
so
to people
sorry.
About. No, I used to run an event company or like work with stuff like that. Yeah. And I did one of his events and I worked for the Democratic Alliance in California. I didn't know that was who the client was, but like he was even assaulted in Oakland by a homeless man with severe mental illness. And at the point is that there's only so much that you can do to run a society based off of human spirit to where it collapses. Mm-hmm. And you see that throughout history. And I don't care, you know, like I love how people, it's like, I love how the number one thing that my audience will get offended by, our audience, Sav, is when we talk about God. It's like, keep your fairy tales to yourself. You're like, what do you think is the inspiration for this? Why do you think I got into this? I became disillusioned with the church and with stuff, and I felt like God wanted me to be a fighter in the real world
and
actually fight against the darkness.
Exactly. People want us to talk about the truth. Well, one of the big and pivotal truths of why we are here as a nation today is because we have taken God out of churches, out of schools. You know, we've taken God out of our entire country, and now we have satanic domestic terrorists running around our streets and LGBTQ members teaching our children and indoctrinating them every day and teaching them that it's okay to masturbate. So, I mean, which part of our society is okay right now without God? Show me.
Yeah, the end result, that's the end result. And, you know, as we get into this, I'm going to let you know that there's not a lot of things that you can control besides we talked about your health, we've talked about your wellness, your spirituality, but also remember to please take care of your finances and don't get stuck in some crazy loan or some high interest rate. A lot of people mess up in this area, which is why I got to talk to you about scoremaster.com/offense. So Scoremaster is not just credit repair, it is credit science. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of people get stuck in these high interest loans, end up wasting money because their credit score is low, but they don't know how to raise it. But you know that the average American has 97 points that they could add to their credit score, but they obviously don't know what to do. Well, that's why the data scientists at Scoremaster cracked the code on how, and how you can add 97 points to your credit score like you found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, and low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to even applying for a credit card. And if you want to know how fast Scoremaster is in helping you get to that position you need to find the financial freedom or to make the investments that you need, let me tell you that one member raised his credit score 33 points in just 5 days and another 43 points in a couple of weeks. And Scoremaster is so easy. If you don't know how to use these complicated things, it takes only about a minute to get started. And if you're in a hurry, you can try Scoremaster for free. Yeah, that's right. You try Scoremaster for free, which is like basically no hassle. See how many points you can add to your score. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's score, S-C-O-R-E, master. That's master.com/offense. That code is O-F-F-E-N-S-E. scoremaster.com/offense. To find out how to, for free, you can raise a bunch of points on your score today. Go to scoremaster.com. That's scoremaster.com/offense to take your own credit future into your hands or to refinance what you need. scoremaster.com/offense. So, you know, we talk about this and it's funny because, you know, someone told me recently, like, oh, is your show geared towards Christian audiences? Absolutely not. In fact, I'm a very imperfect man myself. I mean, I like good cigar. So I like a good cigar. I like vodka. I think it's, I actually like genuinely.
You do love vodka.
I do like
very
vodka.
Very true. Very true.
And sometimes I have a bit of a potty mouth. My heart's been hardened a little bit from all the trials and the difficulties. And I make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I never preach my perfection. But I know the truth. And I know that that's what the show's always been about, is that presenting the truth with a little bit of humor. And bringing reality down to a place where it's easily palatable. And I would do a disservice to people if I didn't also express that at the core value of that is also knowing, having a faith in God. And if you ever want to know more about that, feel free to shoot me or Sav a DM or a message. We can always send you some resources as well.
For sure.
But we have some more videos.
We do.
Take us to the next one.
Okay.
What are we doing? Where are we at?
Where are we going next with this? So we already watched everyone, you know, say pee on the floor, make the milkshakes. There was a period where they were blocking off traffic, and this is a police car as well. They were spraying silly string on police cars. They wouldn't let anybody go through the street, you know, legally drive, and people were getting pissed off. This woman was saying F you to this mob of people. And I wish, again, in this footage that I could show the group of people that's behind me, but it was very difficult to record. But they were basically stopping traffic. They were stopping people from being able to, you know, drive on their taxpayer-funded streets. And the police didn't really do anything about it. The police, again, were there towards the end of the event to get attendees and speakers out because Antifa was being very violent. And as you guys can see, there's a group that is formed behind the police officers just to watch the events unfold because they thought that they were hilarious. And I'm just going to pipe up some of this audio so you guys can hear, again, what these Antifa members are saying to this police officer.
You can't even fucking shoot somebody.
Don't even fucking move your hand at me. You work for me. I pay your fucking salary. Don't be such a fucking.
You can't even get his fucking helmet on right. You can't even get his helmet on right. You must be a fucking liar.
So yeah, these cops are just having to sit here and take being berated.
Do you know how much taxes I have to pay as a business owner? A lot. I pay police members' salaries. You getting back a $600 refund from the federal government doesn't exactly constitute paying a police officer's salary. I think with the amount of corporate taxes and stuff we pay, we could probably afford one police officer's salary. But that's the reality, is that, sir, you can't even pay for a good haircut. So I don't trust that you've paid for an officer's salary. They're so entitled. And
yeah.
Also, interesting thing I brought up, if anybody's a Leo or you know anything about tactical ability, is the reason why they have the orange, are those state-issued sunglasses, or are those to prevent lasers, like to block laser lights or something because of the eye damage they get from the high-powered lasers from Antifa? I'd be interested to know if they started issuing eye protection, not just for projectiles, because I think if it was projectiles, you'd want a shield.
Yeah.
But that would seem like from flashlights, like, you know, they only have the flashlights they put in their eyes and lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you even want to be a cop in these cities?
And it's so funny, too, because they're like, where were you on January 6th? I'm like, bro, this is a Denver police officer. I'm like, this is not like the National Guard. It's just a Denver cop.
Do you see the Antifa patch, the trans Antifa patch? Is that a trans in the pink?
Yes. Yes, of course. Let me see. Yeah, it was a lot to deal with in the group. It was exhausting to have to deal with and go there and
I'm exhausted.
Be around those people. It was gross. It really was.
I'm honestly exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. They were not my favorite people to be around. And like you're saying, too, there's that trans Antifa patch right on this guy's shoulder right there.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how the cookie crumbles. It really is true. And you also had that video. Can we play it back again where they attacked their own with the sound on? They end up fighting with each other. Because God knows that they can't have any real or honest, cohesion. These people are very divisive. So what happened? Why did they start to attack each other?
So basically, they weren't allowing anybody to film. And I'll actually, here, let me just play this video because this is the energy at the event on the second day because they were mad because somebody's footage went viral the first day.
Yo, stop filming. I don't know why you're here, but stop filming. I don't give a fuck. Stop filming. Stop filming.
I've got zero F's to give. I don't know what I'd give. Oh.
Yeah, so he's like, stop filming. I immediately continue to film.
I got a flag in my hand.
Yeah.
And some silly string in the other. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So that was like what I was feeling at that event, and that's what I was experiencing there. They didn't want anybody filming. And so basically an Antifa protester or an anti-police protester came and tried to join the event, and he was live streaming because he had just shown up, and he was like, yeah, cool, Antifa, let me live stream this to my Antifa Twitter account. And they were like, F you, don't live stream. And because he didn't immediately shut down his stream, this is how they responded. Literally has an F cops poster.
Property, okay. Well, then don't hurt you. I respect you and your property, and I don't need that.
That's the problem about communists, sir. They don't respect your property. That's always the problem. They don't respect your property. They don't care.
Broken thing. So you're discrediting me. That's really out of line. Okay. Step out of my.
Sorry, that's really out of line. Yeah, you're talking to a transsexual terrorist. You know what's out of line? That hairstyle that hasn't been in since 1988.
And then can we just play this clip? Because this goes on for about probably like 2 minutes of, this is again, Vixie telling this anti-police protester who's trying to join the event that he can't live stream and attacking him. And so, you know, he's getting lectured, and then this is how the lecture ends.
You're fucking tone. Shut the fuck up. You know exactly what you're doing.
You're just saying you're on the script. That's all you're doing.
You're saying you're on script.
Yeah.
You're saying you're on script.
He looks at the camera because he's like, because he thinks I'm supporting Vixie and attacking him, and so he's looking at my camera like, do you really support this? And I'm just trying not to laugh. Oh god,
dude, it's so hard. And it's like, I feel like at these protests and riots,
hard not
it's
to
a balance
laugh.
Between feeling like you're about to die and also laugh at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Isn't it a balance of feeling you're about to get killed and then also that you're about to laugh?
Well, I think that's how I got found out in Austin, was because like people were getting their ass beat by the police, and I like kind of snickered at one point, and I was like, oh no, like I need to chill. But
oh no.
I know, exactly, exactly.
Well, that's another Antifa, crashing an Antifa milkshake protest. We're going to continue to be out there. We told you we were going to be back out in the field. We were waiting for things to settle a little bit after the J6 stuff.
Yeah.
And now we're back out on the field. We're going to continue to expand, especially as it's become a little harder for me to report at small events and things. We're going to continue to move and to explore. Thank you guys for your support. Remember, that support comes directly by you guys supporting blazetv.com/Elijah. Your memberships directly fund this show. They directly back us up. They invest in against censorship. And it's also to remind you that this Sunday, we have a not special with Alex Jones, because we wouldn't make content with him. That's only for subscribers at blazetv.com/Elijah. So this Sunday, there's going to be a 1-hour special that I did not drive down to Austin with Savannah, did not go into Alex Jones' studio and make a special with him. So please remember that we're going to try to make subscriber exclusive content now. You guys asked for it. We will make it. Also remember to leave that 5-star review. That's free. Doesn't cost you anything. We really appreciate you guys. Some of you guys complain about ads or different things. Remember, we're demonetized everywhere. There's got to be a way to make the show work. So we've made it work, and I'm really happy that we've been able to do so. And we're going to be able to expand soon, as it's been great. We always read a couple reviews. Let me read one from Eddie Bubba. Says, love this mother flipping show. It hurt like a butt cheek on a stick. No, but Elijah and Savannah are the best. You guys are legitimately the best worst show to ever be broadcast or podcast. I don't know what we are, actually. We're a broadcast. I don't know. All I know is you guys do an amazing job telling the story, and I believe a non-biased view. Keep it up. Is this where I say I simp for Savannah? No.
Never
also, if you
simp.
Did simp, you would have put one N. Anyway, true. Love it, guys, and keep speaking the truth to us. U.S. Peace. Thumbs up, devil horns. Rock on, actually. So that's amazing. Thank you, Eddie Bubba. Also, Mr. Ninja Rage said, tickles my pickle. That's what I would, that's a phrase I would say.
I know, that's why I chose that one, because I thought you'd like it.
I would say tickle the pee-pee, probably, but.
Probably.
Tickles my pickle. God bless you, Elijah. You've clown-pilled me so much with how corrupt our world is that I actually bought some AR-500 armor.
Woo! Yeah,
actually, and I actually genuinely own this stuff, too. Yes. Thank you for revealing the truth in Jesus-loving, sarcastic humor way, Elijah for Prez. Never. I'll never do that. But thank you so much, Mr. Ninja Rage. Anyway, if you guys love the show, remember to follow Savannah and I on all social media. You can find our links in the description. We are everywhere. We're everywhere. We have not been banned or can be. You can also sub to Savannah's YouTube channel. She does have one, and she's trying to grow it. So send some love her way if you're a faithful end of the show listener. As always, have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.